President Obama's story is well known. His father from Kenya, his mother from the United States. But Ancestry.com says it has mapped out the Obama family tree going back 11 generations with stunning conclusion. Anastasia Harmon is the company's lead family historian.
So our conclusion is that President Obama, the first African-American president, is the 11th great-grandson of the first documented enslaved African in what would become the United States.
The link is made not from his father's side, but from his mother, Ann Dunham's lineage. She was connected back to a man named John Punch. Records show Punch, who lived in Virginia, had children with a white woman. Those children later became known as the Bunch family. The findings of the two-year study are now posted on the company's website. So how did the research team figure this out?
As we're going, you know, from President Obama to his mom and grandmother and great-grandmother, you're looking for birth and marriage and death records, all those kind of records. As we get farther back in time, though, they weren't kept, or they've been destroyed over time. The Civil War, a lot of records are destroyed, fires, floods, and things like that. So we start looking at what we call surviving records, church records, land records. And so when we get really far back into, like, here, John Bunch III, who's born in 1680, from here on out, we're looking at land records.
University of Maryland history professor Ira Berlin says all of this is perfectly plausible because there was a time when white indentured servants and black slaves freely intermingled.